This is the Geek Dads, the podcast of geekdad.com on the Wired Blog Network. This is episode 115, The Big Purple Elephant in the Room. Hello again, everybody. You found it. We're back. This is The Geek Dads, episode number 115. I'm Ken Denby, editor of geekdad.com, and we're trying an experiment tonight, and who knows whether we're going to be able to pull this off or have to change things in the future, but that's what we're trying. We're trying a Google Hangout tonight just to see whether or not we can record this, get the audio out appropriately and so forth, and do a real podcast. And of course, we're so far behind from having been fiddling around with technical issues that we're going to go really quickly tonight. So, without further ado, Matt, how's it going this week?
Not too bad. Wish I'd been able to make her fair, but you know, sadly these things happen.
We wish you could have been there. It was. If you can imagine, it was even busier than last year. So, and we can.
That is tough to imagine.
It is tough to imagine, but it's real. And we'll talk about that a little bit, I'm sure. Jonathan, how are you doing?
Good. Also, sad to have missed Maker Faire, but I got a fun trip to Astoria this weekend. So,
as we saw on the post today. So, it sounds like a really beautiful town.
It is. Gotta go back sometime.
Excellent. And Mr. Doug Cornelius, it's been a while, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing well up here in Boston. I also missed Maker Faire, but Matt was up here in the hub of the universe for PAX East a couple of weeks ago.
The hub? Really? The hub?
Mm-hmm. You never heard Boston called the hub of the universe?
I have never been. I've never. Obviously, it's only called that in Boston.
Yeah, pretty much.
I thought New York was the hub of the universe.
No, it's the Big Apple.
Yeah. That's the Big Apple, yeah. Okay, make a note, send Ken background on Hub of Universe.
Right. Wouldn't that actually be like somewhere in, I don't know, eastern Kansas? That would be the hub of the United States. But. Well, awesome. So, the biggest news of the last couple of weeks is we had Maker Faire. And Maker Faire was awesome. And none of these other three people were there, so they said.
Oh, that's the biggest news? Ken, have you seen the front page of Wired Magazine?
Well, yeah, we gave away about 500 of the Matt Maker Faires. Yeah, you know what? Hold that up again, Doug, because let's reference that. Let's get the big purple elephant out of the room right now. The June edition of Wired Magazine. Oh, there's that one too. I haven't gotten mine. Oh. We gave away all 500 that we had in boxes.
Mine's downstairs. I can't go get it.
I'm back.
Okay.
Oh, I did not realize I was backwards.
I'm seeing it correctly. It's what you see in yours, in your monitor. But it comes through correct.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, yes, the geek,
okay, so you're seeing this the right way.
But your color correction is off.
Okay.
However, so yes, the big deal is that for anyone who actually subscribes to Wired Magazine by now, Wired has shown up in your mailbox, and you have seen that we have the Geek Dad episode or the Geek Dad edition of Wired Magazine for June because it's Father's Day. And this is actually something really coming at you in 2D. And this is a pretty big deal. Hold on, I'm writing down show titles as I talk. Anyway, so it's the this has been in the planning for a number of months, and I may have even alluded to it once or twice, saying, "Ooh, something cool is happening."
But you say that all the time.
Wired. I do say that all the time. And usually, it's true. I don't lie, really. The whole program here. First of all, June issue, Father's Day issue of the magazine. They decided to do a Geek Dad themed issue with the awesome Adam Savage on the front page, and a whole bunch of projects, including some by Geek Dad folks, I think Kathy Cesari has a project in there and a few other Geek Dad related projects. I got a little story in there, which was nice.
Corey made it also.
Yeah. Corey made it too. Right. So, which is just fantastic. And on top of all that, part of what's going on in there and which will start getting some major press push probably on Thursday around is the initiative to take over Father's Day and turn it into National Geek Dad Day, which is this amazing concept that we feel that the old stereotype of Father's Day, which was basically, okay, Dad, you don't spend enough time with the kids, so you have to spend time with the kids for this one day of the year because you're a lousy father, and for that you get a tie. And as basically everyone who writes for Geek Dad and probably everybody who reads Geek Dad knows that the new generation of dads, especially the geekier dads, are stepping out of that mold and are equal partners as in parenting with their spouses and with their partners. And so it doesn't need to be about making up for lost time. It's about having, enjoying family, enjoying time with your kids. And what we're pushing is take the day and do some projects together. Do something really cool, maybe science and technology related or artistic or whatever. But, throw a party at your house, throw a block party, go to one of a number of, this is really cool, one of a number of science museums around the country are going to be holding National Geek Dad Day activities at their museums on Father's Day. And take your kids and just go do some awesome projects together. Build something together. Build a robot, build a treehouse. Build something. Create something. Explore and discover and learn. All right, that's my sales job. I think this is an awesome, fantastic idea. And I really hope it catches kind of some major fire, because it feels right. It feels good for the time, Yeah. Great. I've got all yes men with me today. Nobody dares. Go ahead.
Well, if we disagreed, we would disagree, but we.
Right, there you go.
I guess they would do something a little bit different. We're actually doing the week before is with the upcoming Olympics. We're having a neighborhood Olympic competition for the kids.
Cool.
So all ages, setting up like a scavenger hunt, an obstacle course, still trying to work out some of the details, how to make it work with kids from different ages. And actually just this weekend, I finished creating the boxes for the medal ceremony so everyone can stand up on their podiums.
Awesome. I like that. Although I do have to say, and this is, you're never going to make everybody happy. And I saw an email come through the Letters to Wired email address that I happen to get copied on. It's all the stuff that people go to Wired.com and either post, oh, this is really cool, or post. Actually, some really, really bizarre stuff comes through that email address. There is a very dedicated and troubled community of people that do believe the government is using radio waves to control their minds. And they will write about it at length in email. Actually, one came through today, a woman completely outraged that they were doing Geek Dad Day and that it was basically an affront to women.
I saw an article about that. A friend of mine posted an article online, or a link to an article that was also complaining about. They quoted you as Ken Desmond.
Really? That wasn't all right.
Shows attention to detail.
I want to find out because I actually had a phone call with a writer at Jezebel this morning.
That's the one I read. Yes,
really. I actually spoke to this woman. Her name wrong. She emailed me to get me to call her and talk in response about this.
Oh,
and
Jezebel,
she,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, misspelled my name, huh?
You know, Jezebel is the place that published the thing about that date, right?
Oh, I know. I was, I just wanted to give a positive turn on what was going on.
Ah, yes. But you assumed that they would actually use the positive turn.
Yeah. Really? Where's I can't even see where the story is now.
I'm trying to find it.
Yeah, a friend of mine posted it on Facebook.
I just found it. Hang on.
What's it under?
I figure, I said, well, it took Geek Dad.
I'll put it in the chat.
It took Geek Dad, 5 years to get onto the cover of Wired magazine, and Geek Mom just joined, Wired last month.
Right.
So they make some point like, is it likely that we'll ever see Geek Mom on the cover of Wired magazine? Of course not.
Yeah.
Did you get the URL there?
Yeah, I've got it. I'm looking at it. Desmond, huh? Well, there we go.
Emily Nussbaum, really? She said something about it, too.
I like that. Boy.
Right. So, will we see a Geek Mom cover story next Mother's Day? Unlikely. And I said, well...
I mean, are they complaining about sort of the 80s hairstyle section as well, too? That it's all men's hair in that as well?
Oh, is it?
The
little puzzle with the hairdos?
Yeah.
Oh, it's interesting how it closes there, saying that... That it's actually insulting to men.
Well, someone else said.
Yeah, the yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah, one conclusion was that it was sort of like the Time cover that
right.
You men are doing it wrong and.
Well, there's the cover, Ken. Right, we should have had you bare chested on the cover with one of your children hanging off your left breast.
That would and. And while that actually probably would have...
Best-sell magazine?
Sorry.
That might have brought back book burning, I think.
That was perhaps the image I did not need. But yeah.
Okay, and I can totally... I'm a little disappointed in the very nice young woman that I spoke to on the phone, who obviously, and that's fine. And that's especially because you know what? No one's going to know it was me.
Ken Desmond.
Yeah, this Ken Desmond guy. He seems like he's totally out of touch. But it comes down to it is so funny that people cannot take something like this at face value,
In all fairness, you have to go back through Wired magazine. It's Geek Dad blog itself, I think, has always done a good job of balancing the male female piece. But Wired magazine
has not always.
They've been putting some not always. Or was it last year where they had a pair of boobs on the cover?
And they mentioned that.
And they mentioned Pam. They had Pam from The Office, largely naked.
Yeah.
Yep. But hey, so show me. Oh well. You know what? I'm not gonna get into that.
No, we're gonna go back to that image of you on the cover again.
Very amusing. Yeah. I don't think Wired's quite the place for that. I don't think anywhere is quite the place for that. Really.
Yeah, it looks like a strange looks from the mailman when Wired comes in, plain brown wrapper.
Yeah. I just, if people can get outraged over celebrating well-adjusted dads who are doing their best to be really good parents, then
well, people you know, getting outraged
over everything. So
if you get outraged that a story that's timed to coincide with Father's Day is about men,
right?
I mean, oh no. What's next? Stories about Mother's Day that are targeted at women? No.
You've lost all credibility.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I'm sorry.
It's the power of the internet, man. If you have an opinion, you can express it.
Yes. And as we all know, opinions are like another part of the body. Everybody has one. That's my PG-13 or my G-rated version of that phrase. Holy cow!
Although my favorite was the comment we got was it last week that Jim got on his post? Was it just die over and over again?
Many other words, variations on a word starting with F. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And that was just about the archery post, like. Wow, you are such a fan of archery, or you're such a fan of actually, as a movie fan, outraged that you would call those things in the question.
Fortunately, some of the comments are actually not bad. I'm just looking at some of the comments here
on the Jezebel.
Yeah,
like
some
what?
Of them saying, some of them just says, you know, the Geek Dad package is a collection of different things to do or not do with your kids. You know, how best to show them Star Wars, how to make a plaster dino fossil, et cetera. The anti-princess part is just a list of five young adult books starring girls who are non-princessy. You know, it's pretty basic, which is, you know, that's really all it is. It's not.
But if they wrote, see, it's just a matter of letters. If they did geek parent, you wouldn't see the little kid robot.
Hmm. Yeah, there you go. Well, and the other problem is somebody else owns geekparenting.com, so.
Yeah. That one.
Oh, there you go. I see the one you're mentioning. Lazy Lion Painter Jane. I read this magazine and I can answer your question. The Geek Dad package is a collection. That's lovely.
Yeah, that's a good comment. Mm-hmm. And most of the other ones aren't horrible.
Yeah, there's a little more. It goes into a more generalized debate on sort of gender stereotyping.
Yeah, but honestly, most of the commenters sound more reasonable than the article.
Yeah.
Which, given that it's Jezebel, is not actually that surprising.
Yeah. I mean, I have to say, I have read good stuff on Jezebel in the past. It does seem, you know, to be getting gawkier and gawkier, if you take my meaning, which... interesting point. Wired isn't a men's magazine, it's a general interest magazine, isn't it? Well, yeah, it's a technology magazine, and unfortunately, the advertisers who pay, the point that I've made is that, you know what, the advertisers that pay Wired tend to believe that only guys buy technology, so they're looking for...
Or only guys read Wired.
Yeah. When it's totally true that a lot of women do read Wired and read Wired.com, so, which is why we hope and believe that Geek Mom is going to thrive on Wired.com.
Yeah, how about that?
Which is a discussion I had with the young lady who wrote this.
Yeah, the one who couldn't even bother to spell your name correctly, even though it's right there in the magazine, yeah.
Well, no, and the fact that she... clicked a link on our side rail, emailed me to ask me for comment. That's what I find totally hilarious. Let's see, where is that?
I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt and guess that she actually typed in Denmead and the spell check automatically switched to Desmond on her.
But you gotta make sure.
If you're come on.
You got to make sure you spell them right.
If you're writing someone's name, you make sure that it's spelled correctly. Yeah. That's just basic.
Oh, yes, because us bloggers always have the highest level of journalism.
I try.
We try.
Yeah, that's our job, right? You know, as the editors, right? to make sure that happens. But
yep,
she spelled Miss Mom correctly.
I know. If you can spell Miss Mom correctly, why can't you get Denmead? There's fewer letters in it. Come on. No. But
all right,
I'm up. Yeah, that's it. I think, you know what, we have all been doing this blogging thing for long enough to totally understand that there are so many different points of view out there, and somebody is going to find themselves able to get upset over almost everything, and pretty much everything. I won't even qualify it with almost. I'll say everything. People get upset over everything. And a positive celebration of geeky dads in advance of Father's Day. Yeah, there we go again. So,
Pointer.org did a little chat with Nancy Miller. Interesting. About the subject.
Hey, you know what? Controversy equals page views.
It could be worse. You could be being ignored completely, right?
Right. That's it. At least we're being talked about.
Yes.
And the reasonable people are going to be interested, and the unreasonable people are going to go on about their usual business just like they always do. We will be their topic du jour, and then that will fade away, and they'll find something else. It's like, oh, look, shiny. I got to be pissed off about it.
Well, clearly we know what the project missing out of the Wired here, out of the Wired magazine was, how to make your own tinfoil hat.
Ooh, there you go.
Block the mind control. Create your own tinfoil hat.
Right. Right. So I just need you guys all to restrain me from actually entering a comment at the bottom of the tinfoil.
Idea. Oh, don't. No.
Yeah.
No.
Thank you. Thank you. Good. Please.
Unless
please
you register an account as restrained. Ken Desmond. In which case, you know, go nuts.
There you go.
Ken Desmond.
No, that my comment would be, I'm Ken Desmond. I didn't say any of this. You're lying.
I know Ken Desmond, and you, sir, are no Ken Desmond.
Wow, we're referencing a 1988 presidential campaign.
It's getting pretty sad now. Yeah. Anyway, all right, we'll try and wrap this up. The whole point is that National Geek Dad Day Endeavor is going to be something really, really cool. And if you don't, Wired is putting out, stuff that, suggestions for how to run your own Geek Dad Day activity party at your home, on your block, whatever. Or right now, I think there's a list of about eight or nine national or local, science museums all over the states that will be holding activities. We're hoping more will get added to the list as things get advanced. Right now, my understanding.
And Ken, where is that list?
That list, if you go to wired.com/geekdadday, all one word, it will take you to the landing page for National Geek Dad Day, explains all of this to you, including the list of events that may be near you, including in the Bay Area, the California Academy of Sciences, the Chapeau Space and Science Center, and the Lawrence Hall of Science. In Denver, the Denver Museum of Nature and History, the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago, the New York Hall of Science in Queens, which coincidentally is where the World Maker Fair will be held in September, the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry in Portland,
I told them about it, so I'm glad they're going to do that.
Yeah. The St. Louis Science Center in St. Louis, which is awesome because they were actually an advertiser on Geek Mom. Before Geek Mom got bought, or not, I'm saying it. Holy! I just parroted a talking point from the Jezebel article. It just got into my head. Wired did not buy Geek Mom. Geek Mom is a subcontractor licensing content to Wired. So let's be clear about that, people. The St. Louis Science Center, which just recently finished hosting an awesome Star Trek exhibit. And then the Space Center in Houston, the Houston Space Center. How cool is that? And then all locations of the tech shop, which now makes me feel really guilty because the tech shop had a major presence at Maker Faire and I didn't go by and say hi to everybody. But that's how it goes. That's all the big news for now. There's a few more little potential secret-y thingies that are in the works that will probably land intermittently through the whole promotion. But you know what is cool, too, you can do is if you go to there are links from that landing page to many of the projects that are included right now in the GeekDad community site. And what we're also encouraging people to do is if you're holding your own event, especially if you're holding like a block party event, if you want to try and organize something like that, go to the GeekDad community site, join up, and post your event on in the events section at the GeekDad community site so that people in your area will know that you're doing it. And maybe you'll get a huge turnout and have a ton of fun. So enough about us.
I want to see the GeekDad Little Bits electronic starter kit. That looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. I really like it. It's actually, I don't know if they've got the link live yet. It will be pretty soon, I believe. Yeah, it's a neat little kit. Live. I've played with it a little bit. It's so to speak. It is live.
Did you guys have that at the Maker Faire?
We did not have that at Maker Faire. Little Bits was at Maker Faire, and I went over and said hi to them and such. But they are a really cool little organization putting something really nifty together. And I think it's got a ton of potential for, you know, just having a ton of fun learning how electronics works especially for very much younger kids. You don't have to worry about loose LEDs and wiring and soldering. The whole using magnets to connect components is a really neat idea. So, all right, we're already pushing a half hour on this, and we're going to have to cut out pretty soon because we started late. But the couple other things I wanted to bring up, and then other folks, and I don't want to usurp all of this, but saw a couple of really cool Kickstarter projects while we were at Maker Faire. Evidently, Maker Faire is now the ultimate place where if you've got a really cool Kickstarter that you want to do that involves, you know, something on the maker side of things, a product of some sort that you're trying to put together, you go and get yourself a booth at Maker Faire to show it off to people, and that is a huge boost. I saw two things that I really loved at Maker Faire, and we put them on the kickstarter.com/geekdad curated page. One of them being the perfect thing for young geek girls, and this is a delicate one because you don't want to fall into certain stereotypes, but I think this really works. It's called Ruminate, and you can follow them at Ruminate Toy on Twitter. But the idea is it is a laser cut wood building, or it basically you build sort of like a dollhouse room with laser cut pieces. But what the kit comes with, it comes with the stuff to make the room and some furniture, and then it comes with the electronics to create lighting and other components that you would have in a room. So and they're focusing this towards girls. So, you know, I'm hopefully not being gender stereotyped here. This is sort of the direction that they intended to go. This is for girls that will be interested in doing, you know, decorating like a dollhouse room, but also getting into the nitty-gritty of doing electronics. And so really going deep and wiring your dollhouse room and learning those skills as well. Just fascinating. And I put them up on our Kickstarter page the morning after Maker Faire when they were down at about, I don't know, 30%, funded. They are now 100% funded and just building from there. So totally encourage everyone to go check that one out. And let's see, the other one I saw to look up the name.
Yeah, I noticed
the Kinetic Creatures. There you go.
So, there was a thing on Ruminate about in TechCrunch, by the way, I was going to say. TechCrunch.
Oh, excellent. So they got some really good attention out of Maker Faire.
Yeah.
And us. Obviously, and us. It's got to be us. And the Kinetic Creatures are just beautiful pieces of art. These are right now they're laser cut, but the whole intention of their Kickstarter is to get the money to get the dies cut so they can be stamped out of cardboard rather than laser cut, which is much, and it's much more efficient, so they'll be able to bring the price down and do them in mass quantities. Sort of in a way, hearkening back to the trebuchets, they are, you know, sort of like snap together. They're fold together and sort of tab and slot cardboard models of, right now they've got three models. One's a giraffe, one's an elephant, one's a rhinoceros. They are all about a foot long, foot high sort of range. But they're articulated. And they're sort of like a Victorian clockwork creation, all out of cardboard. And they can run one of two ways. You can they come with a simple crank that you can insert in one side, and if you rotate the crank, it will drive the articulation, so the animals look like they're walking. You can also get them with a gear system. All laser cut out of plywood. You install the gear system, and you can install motors. For example, like the was it the WeDoo motor from the Lego Education WeDoo system? Or you could, in theory, you could probably use Mindstorms as well, or some other electronic motor, and then have them walk by themselves. Or one of the ones they had there at the booth was they had the WeDoo motor hooked up, and then they had the Mindstorms distance sensor sort of projecting out of the mouth of the rhino. So all you had to do was hold your hand in front of the nose of the rhino, and it would start walking and follow your hand. And it was magical. Just magical. So just for that, just for the sheer beauty of them, I had to put them up on our curated page. And I think last time I looked, they were up to about 50%. I'm not sure where they're at right this minute.
Yeah, they're at closer 14, than that. 14,800 out of 22,000. So they're getting there.
Excellent. So excellent.
About two-thirds. Let's put two-thirds in.
Two-thirds, and they've still got 20-something days left. So I have a feeling they're going to make it, but I just encourage people to take a look at them. See the beauty and jump on in and support these guys.
Yeah, I noticed they're in Portland too, so I might just go hit them up and see if I can see them in person.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, you know what? I talked a lot tonight. Why don't we do some posts of the week, and we'll get out of here, but I'm going to hold off, and I will let you guys do posts of the week and get some words in edgewise. So, Matt, Mr. Coffee, how are you? What
are you? Excuse me. I'm sorry. Getting over a very way too long lasting cold. I just wanted to draw attention to the posts of Tabletop that Dave Banks has been putting up, and especially the opportunity that we have now that somebody could potentially be on Tabletop. Everybody should check out. Because if you haven't seen Tabletop, it's an awesome program on the Geek and Sundry channel on YouTube. Will Wheaton playing games with friends and some famous and not terribly famous people. All good geeks having a lot of fun, although Will has yet to actually win a game, which I think is pretty amusing. I wonder if he's going to comment on that at some point, that he's played all these games, hasn't won a single one yet. But it's just a lot of fun, and I love that it's getting people excited about and interested in games that they might not have otherwise heard of, even if some of them are, you know, fairly well-known ones, like, you know, Ticket to Ride and Settlers are not exactly mysterious games that nobody's heard of, but still you might, you know, reduce the complexity of it by saying, you know, here, look how easy it is to get started on this game, you know, so it doesn't seem as intimidating to people.
Awesome. Mr. Liu, how about you?
I don't have a specific post of the week. but I have been talking about a little bit at the OMSI's IMAX Film Festival. So I wrote about their the movie Magnificent Desolation, which is from a few years ago, but it's about walking on the moon, and it was just really amazing to see all of this, you know, stuff that I wasn't entirely familiar with, some of the lesser known, like the things that you don't see footage of, or some of I think just the IMAX format is really amazing for helping you be in that, you know, be in an environment and really feel like you're experiencing something. So, to see how big the craters are on the moon, was just really impressive. And so I enjoyed that. I watched a couple others with my kids I haven't written up yet, but, we watched one about the Arctic, and we watched one about Tornado Alley, which was, also amazing. But it's been pretty cool, and I don't know if other science museums do similar things where they'll go and show a lot of the older IMAX movies. But if you get a chance to do that, I highly recommend it.
Awesome, that sounds really really cool, Mr. Cornelius.
I'm enjoying gym stuff on the archery. Really gonna be looking forward to Brave coming out in a few weeks. For me, having both a son and a daughter, sort of having good female characters in cartoons is something that's hard to pull together. So between that coming out and The Legend of Korra are both great ways to keep both my son and daughter entertained with a strong female character lead.
Yeah, and I'm only said, I've watched the first two episodes of Korra, and then things have gotten away from me, and I haven't been able to catch up with it yet. I've always been just such a fan of Last Airbender, and that show looks so strong. I've totally got to get back to it.
It's good. I just watched Saturday's episode. I made the kids rewatch it so I could see it.
excellent. All right, good. I think we're going to call this one quits a little bit early, early in duration, but a little late for all of us. I will simply say thank you to Mr. Matt Blum. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. And thanks, as always, for hosting.
You're welcome. Thank you, Mr. Jonathan Liu. And from the hub of the universe, thank you, Mr. Doug Cornelius.
It's good to be back.
And thank you, gentle listeners, for tuning in again. Oh, I do want to bring up... And this is for one specific person, and this is where it can totally, you know, you just never know until someone comes up and says something at Maker Faire. And I believe I have completely forgotten his name just because everything was so busy. But a gentleman came up. His name may have been Mark, but that's faint in my memory. And my apologies. You will know who you are, though. Came up to me to say that he loves the podcast. He listens, he's devoted to the podcast every week. He's got a long commute, and so one day a week, we are totally part of his daily routine, or part of his weekly routine, and listens to us. So to you, sir, we dedicate this episode of, to you, sir, whose name I can't quite remember, and I apologize, but I think it was Mark, but I'm butchering
that. Thank you for listening, whatever your name is.
Right, exactly. But you know who you are, and I said a deep thank you at Mr. We're saying a thank you to you again. I totally appreciate it. Otherwise, that's it. This has been episode 115 of The Geek Dads. I'm Ken Denmead, editor and publisher of geekdad.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next time.
Farewell.
So long, everybody. Geek Dad.
Geek Dad. Geek Dad.